Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News for the Persecuted Church. I am Tower, and I welcome you to today's show. Today is Wednesday, May 5th, 2019, and the scripture reading for this week is Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 through chapter 26, verse 2, Jeremiah 32, verses 6 through 27, and the New Testament portion is Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and also Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through chapter 8, verse 56. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Facebook.com/WatchmanIS216, Instagram.com/WarnRadio, and we have two accounts on Twitter, Twitter.com/WarnRadio or WatchmanIS216, and you can also find us on LinkedIn.com/IN/Watchman. You can listen to all our shows on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is now on Blog Talk Radio, and we have added our Warn Network, Warn Radio Visions, on Blog Talk. And you can find Warn Radio on other links, such as Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, 1 and 2, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Warn Radio on Acast, and our shows are also, our videos are on Facebook and Google Play Music. Be sure to read the articles by The Watchman. Redemptive light shines, darkness doesn't comprehend this. The redemptive light shines in this world. We know darkness cannot comprehend it. The light of Jesus Christ gives light. That life is eternal. It is amazing. Countries like China fear Christianity. Muslim nations also fight Christianity. The power of Christianity is in the people, but not of the people. God's power for the Christians connects to the cross of Calvary. Also, the sons of God manifested on warn-usa.com. Amidst the darkness of the Roman Empire, there came a light, one that the apostles saw with their own eyes, looked upon, and their hands handled. This was and is the word of life. Now I welcome in the watchman to join us, but first, here is the word.
Well, I guess we'll have to do it another time. It disappeared off of Blog Talk.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, I've got to look at it. It's you only have so much time to do this, and you can't have dead air. That's just...
That's right.
There it is.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
there you go.
There we are. So how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing all right. We are getting hot weather around here. And we've got
a lot of stuff. Bless the Lord.
Yep. Of course, now we are getting warm. That's the way it is. In the wintertime, you want heat. The summertime, when it gets hot, you want cool weather. I mean, you just never are happy, you know? It's just like, you know, make up your mind. But, you know, unless, of course, you were like, I think Hawaii is supposed to have the best overall year-round weather, you know. And that would be weird for us because we have seasons here. You know, I like seasons. You know, I like
the
fall.
Well, we only have two seasons. We only have two seasons, winter and spring, sort of summer maybe.
Well, you know, we do have a summer and we do have a spring. Our falls can be pretty nice. There's a distinct difference.
That's true.
But here, really, in Wyoming, you're either cold or you're okay. You know, I mean, there reaches a point where it gets too hot. But in Wyoming, you have very few of those days around.
Yeah.
Well, this week we have a lot of stuff going on. And beginning with, we're going to talk about a few things from America. And, of course, Israel news, you know, that made the news this week because Trump has actually been one of the most pro-Israeli presidencies that they've ever seen. And, of course, they held their Independence Day and everything. And, of course, it's interesting that, you know, it came up in the news also that it's been – what is it, a year since Trump announced that where the embassy had been moved to Jerusalem. So Netanyahu was talking about that. And so I wholeheartedly back that. Another thing from Israel, Roseanne Barr was in the news on Huckabee, and she was talking about how the left-wing media treated her and how she got kicked off her show. Meanwhile, you have Alex Baldwin and a lot of other left-wing nuts who curse up one side, slam, and do everything, but they always seem to find a job and never laid off because of the liberal media and the liberal television networks, you know, and movie producers don't mind it. But nonetheless, Roseanne was looking pretty good as she talked to Huckabee, and she's on a big tour now of America, and she has a comedy. Of course, she was doing stand-up comedy long before she was doing the Roseanne show, which is one of the most popular rerun shows there is on the networks, anywhere where you find it. So she's
funny.
She did about 10 years, and of course, she talks about it. You can catch that over on Huckabee. You know, she just talked about the fact that she's a Jew. She talked about her parents. And I'm a firm believer they wouldn't have done that to her if she wasn't a Jew and if she didn't support Trump. And that's really the main thing of it is she was coming out supporting Trump and they didn't like it. So at any rate, you know, while the left-wing nuts are still nuts and they're, of course, still left-wing, we do have some other things going on. Stalinism 101, as the House Democrats are pushing that Equality Act. And, of course, the thing of it is Pelosi, did you hear that? Her coming out warning all the Christians that they're going to have to watch out because they're going to get this pushed and they're going to have to make up their mind who they're going to, you know, serve, you know, more or less. And so at any rate, the equality.
I heard something about the equality.
And, you know, it's what it will do is nullify the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I think that's the one that Trump put in. It also adds to the point of silencing people of faith and limiting the autonomy of religious organizations. It will limit the ability of churches, synagogues, and mosques to employ people according to their religious beliefs. Now, that's going to run into trouble. Now, of course, if you're not taking anything from the government and you're paying your taxes, it can't stop you. See, this is where a 501c3 gets in trouble, you know, and they can still sue you. But, you know, it is a mess. And so as the Democrats still fight Trump and everybody else, you know, this division hasn't gone anywhere. And it's... For right now, though, everything the Democrats had against Trump is pretty much dead in the water because, you know, there was nothing there. And so Barr put into effect a U.S. They called him a bulldog U.S. attorney because when he gets started, he don't give up. And he's going to find out where this all began. And they need to do that. And, of course, the House is investigating as well. So the Republicans and the U.S. Attorney appointed by Barr are all going to get to the bottom line of this Democrat hogwash that they've been pushing for 2 years. And they're going to hold them accountable. And so this is the thing when we talk about it. And, of course, Trump's... rating went up a wee bit to 51% when I seen it. And he continues to have a good economy. Of course, the tariffs. Now, Pat Buchanan has a big article on the tariffs and what it means. And if you're one of those who think tariffs will hurt the American economy, you're nuttier than a fruitcake. Pat Buchanan is one of the best writers and defenders of all this stuff, and he lists the facts about it, and he gives you the historical dates and everything behind it. Go over to Pat Buchanan's site, and you can find out more. But, you know, the bottom line of it is, Tower, is what the Democrats and everybody don't realize is that we know who we serve.
That's right. Excuse me.
And, you know, they may think that we're here to serve America. We're not. We don't serve the globalists. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to, I can't remember who said it. Was it Joshua? Choose this day who you're going to serve, either the gods of your, in Egypt. And or the gods in the country you're in now. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah, that's a good quote from Joshua. And you know, that's one of those cases where you can take something directly out of the Old Testament. You can apply it to your life. Yeah, we serve the Lord our God, commonly known to us as our Father in heaven, as Jesus, Yahshua, pointed out in his prayer. That he prayed, pray like this, he said, our Father who art in heaven. He revealed the Father. And of course, that's where we go. You know, we know in whom we have believed. And Christians around the world being persecuted or standing up. And one day this world is going to be held accountable for what they're doing, even to the Christians. And so one of the first things we're going to cover, are you ready on one of yours?
Oh, yes.
Or do you
I'm
want,
still trying to find Blog Talk. I've
are
got
you really?
One Radio Vision. Yeah. But
well,
all I'm getting is shows. I don't have the...
No, don't worry about it. You're on. You're doing fine. So, do you have your story ready? If
yes.
not, I'll go on.
Okay, I'm going to do this final news. This is going to be the final news on Asiya Bibi from the Warren Radio Advocacy, because it's important to know that Asiya Bibi got out of Pakistan safely and is with her family. We have said from the beginning that all the coverage and the news on her made it even harder for her. While we need to continue to pray for her, we also need to stop covering her story unless pertinent updates and news arise. We will stop covering the news on Asiya Bibi to make sure that we do not contribute to the ongoing news that can harm her. She needs to be with her family, recover, and enjoy the Lord and her family. She does not need all the news about her. And the important thing is, it doesn't matter where she's at. It matters that she's with her family. We don't want to report on her because the only people interested in finding out where she is are the ones that are still trying to kill her. And it's not going to be helpful to her. It doesn't benefit her or us to report on her anymore. And we're thankful that the Lord has delivered her out. But you know, that doesn't change things in Pakistan. There's scores of Christians still languishing in prisons, and they've been charged with blasphemy, and of course that automatically carries a death sentence upon conviction. So there's still a lot of work to be done. And that also comes to us from I'm not sure where it is.
Mission Network News.
Okay.
Actually, there's a whole bunch of people that are covering Voice of the Martyrs and a lot of others.
Yeah. And, you know, Pakistan is currently ranked number 5 on Open Doors USA World Watch List. And the World Watch List is a ranking of the top 50 countries where it is most severe to live as a Christian. And the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom has recommended Pakistan as a country of particular concern. And they've recommended that since every year since 2002. And it was finally designated as a CPC country of particular concern for the first time in November 2018. And so please keep praying for Pakistan that their lawmakers will change the government.
Well, you know, the thing of it is when we look at the believers overseas, the like Asiya and others that we've talked about, Pastor Brunson and others, these are people who are just trying to live their lives and serve the Lord. They found themselves in circumstances that were absolutely hopeless. Pastor Brunson said one day he was standing in front of a judge looking to spend the rest of his life in prison, and the next day he was sitting next to the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, and my heart goes out to all these like Asiya and Pastor Brunson and others, because they're just like you and I. They just happen to be in an extraordinary circumstance. They faced absolute the worst, and not all of them get delivered. Not all of them. Many of them are still suffering. And we have those, Wang Yi and his wife are both in prison. Their children have been taken over by the communist government of China. All the parishioners and even the children that went to the church, they have a huge church in China. They're either being relocated to prison, and they're doing that with a lot of them. So when we talk about advocacy, now's the time for the Christian church in the West, and especially America, and I mean believers, to stand up and give their prayers, finances, and to help, you know, for instance, the ACLJ, that's Jay Sekulow's ministry. They do a lot of advocating, including for Pastor Brunson and the Asiya Bibi. They do it for a lot of them. And they also do a lot of stuff in the courts as well to protect our rights as Christians and Americans. So you need to get involved to protect not only our rights in America, but the rights of others around the world. Because in America, we have people, just like what we were talking about earlier, Stalinism 101. That's what that new Equality Act will do. And it will take away your right to stand against things like abortion. It will take away your choice as a Christian businessman as to who you want to serve. Now, see, I was raised in the 60s, and the business owners had on their door no shoes, no shirt, no service. And they had a right to refuse a service to them. And I got news for you. Today, nobody can refuse service to anybody, it seems. You can't do nothing. You can't stand on nothing. And everybody is always concerned about everybody else. They're concerned about every other kind of race, every other country. They're concerned about the whales. They're concerned about the pandas. They're concerned about everything, concerned about Mother Earth, but many of them don't care about Christians or others who disagree with them. They don't care about whether a country's free. We have a lot of people today that want to make America into something other than it is. They are stand-up leftists, and even worse than that. And if they had their way, you wouldn't have one freedom. You'd be just like some of these socialist nations. And if it ever goes to a socialist nation, you'll be worse than what some of them are today, like Argentina is in such a mess. Right now, we are on the rise.
Venezuela.
Well, Argentina is another one, but.
Well, you know, it's sad that they're more concerned about all this stuff, but they think abortion is just wonderful.
Well, they do, you know, and some ding-dong young starlet, well, she's probably been around for a while, but she's still a young, you know, a female actress that, you know, is fairly young compared to a lot of them, was boycotting all sex until they have the right to abortion. We can't afford to get pregnant, she says, because the only thing she can think to do is, if you get pregnant, to have an abortion. And until we have our own bodies, is what she was saying. Well, see, you know, it is your own body. But the problem with your theology is that the baby in that body is not yours. That belongs to God, and when you murder it, that's innocent blood, and you've shed innocent blood. Whether you like it or not, that's the law.
That's right.
That's God's law. And so the bottom line of it is, we have people that don't really care. And now I want to go to another one here. This is a man that faces up to 140 years in prison for threatening to kill President Trump. And this is an overweight, fat guy. And of course, he may be skinny now. But John Durham, U.S. Attorney for the District of Connecticut, announced Friday that a federal grand jury in New Haven returned a 16-count indictment charging Gary Joseph Gavel, a.k.a. Roland Prejean, 51, with threatening to kill President Trump and other federal and state officials. I mean,
that picture of him doesn't look like he's 51.
No, it sure don't. It said a dated photo, so he may be older. He may be thinner. He sent a letter threatening to kill President Trump. The envelope contained a white powdery substance with a handwritten message that said, "You die." The white powdery substance turned out to be a biological agent, however, it's found to be harmless. And this is really to the point that we've gotten at. You've always had nuts, but more and more and more people think it's all right. When Trump was first in there, the Democrats did everything they could to rip him up one side and down another. Hollywood, many of them, like old Kathy, the
Griffin,
comedian, held up a bloody stump of the head of Trump. Well, see, this is going too far. And this is what has happened in America. We are wicked. We are divided. And we're against the true and living God. Now, there's even Christians today and Christian churches that hate Israel, hate Jews, and don't like Zion at all or Jerusalem. So when you talk about theology, when you talk about Christianity, when you talk about politics, there's a lot of things that's divisive. But when you have a country that's as divided as ours, and you have people like this kid 140 years. I mean, that is absolutely nuts. And there's another kid. Isn't there another one locally that's facing a lot of time?
Yeah, 108 years in prison, I think.
Yeah, now this other one has nothing to do with threatening Trump. This was another young kid that did a bunch of stuff that wasn't nice, very, very bad. And he turned out, didn't murder anybody, but he's facing over 100 years in prison. This is what...
And he's only 20.
Yeah, he's only 20. And this is what our nation has done to the young people. The other day, I was noticing a young woman, I think it was on one of the social feeds, who said that, you know, social media has ruined her generation. And I've been an advocate against social media. Now, we have our articles and stuff that go through it. But I absolutely think one of the worst things we've ever had is the social media, and it's probably the worst of everything. And after that is having the internet, and then technology follows in about third in that list. Now, we can, I grant you, we can send the gospel out around the world, reaching areas where we couldn't. Now, that's the only reason that I utilize this. And to try to get the word out, I get it out in articles, I get it out in books, I get it out in radio shows. But the bottom line of it is that we would be better off as a people if we would go back to civility, go back to agreeably disagreement, you know, where if someone disagrees with you, and that's what it's like today. If someone disagrees with you, you immediately hate them. We need to stop the hate. We need to stop this division, but it's not going to stop until you repent and get back with the Lord.
That's
and
right.
And so,
well, you know, even Steve Jobs, he wouldn't let his children have all that technology, and he was the creator of it all, you know?
Now we do have another one. And that's about that Florida mother. Are you going to cover her?
Oh, yeah. This is a horrible situation.
And this follows just what we're talking about. What has happened to our people? Now, this is looks like a young Hispanic mom. But see,
well,
the problem...
she's from Portuguese, or she speaks Portuguese, so I'm assuming she's not a citizen.
I couldn't tell you what she is.
Yeah. Okay. It's abortion, the innocents being killed. While we advocate against abortion and the murder of babies, it is clear the work of those pro-abortionists and the liberal news that supports such bloody work can lead to confusion. In schools, we teach that abortion is okay. This story is a sad one, and it must be clear. While abortion is not okay, even if the government says it is, the problem is what it can do. And this story and the mom who killed her newborn are both victims of society that is out of control. Actually, and this is from Warren Radio Advocacy. She's charged with attempted murder after they found her newborn in the dumpster. And this Rafael Sousa, she's 35. She was taken into custody on Friday after a receipt found in the dumpster led investigators to her door. I think they had to go around in circles to find her. But according to reports, two maintenance workers at the apartment, the Alistair Baca-Rotan apartments, heard the cries of the child on Wednesday, and being led by the sound, discovered her inside a garbage bag, and paramedics arrived on the scene to provide medical care for the infant and transfer her to a local hospital. And investigators state that there was household trash and coffee grounds inside of the bag along with the baby, and another bag was over her head. Excuse me. The infant weighed 6 pounds, 8 ounces, and she still had her umbilical cord attached. And the police went door to door at the apartment complex trying to find out who was the mother of the baby. When they reached her door, she wouldn't answer. She told a neighbor she was doing manicures and pedicures out of her home without a permit and was worried she would get in trouble. Excuse me. And the neighbor advised her the police were rather seeking information about the baby. And she said, "I don't speak English." And she was wearing a garment around her waist to flatten her stomach. And the neighbor even remarked that they're going to think you're the mother, but she didn't realize that Sousa was the perpetrator. And in the meantime, police found another bag in the dumpster that contained bloodied napkins as well as a receipt from a beauty supply store. And they took the receipt to the store, and it was traced to her via the phone number. And because of the security footage, they've seen her in there. And after her arrest, she admitted that she discarded the newborn baby. She placed her in a bag, but she said that she thought the child was dead. She claimed that the child was dead, and she stated that she tried to get the child baby to respond and waited 3 hours to see if the baby would breathe. "Why don't you call the hospital?" You know, my question. But she went back to the dumpster a couple times to make sure the baby was dead. And I'm thinking that I don't believe that story, because if they heard the baby cry, you know. And then she's been charged with attempted murder and aggravated child abuse. And the baby is stated to be safe in government custody and is cute as a button. And you know what's really sad about this? Florida has a safe haven law that allows mothers of newborns to surrender their child at a local hospital or a fire department without penalty. So
this
is really tragic.
Well, it is tragic. And, you know, when you have a newborn baby like that, if you take a baby and put them in water, they will go under the water and hold their breath. You know, and I think this dates back to the womb. So if she just came out of the womb, that baby may not have even been, you know, breathing the normal way. It may have just been kept alive through that umbilical cord until she, you know, whatever was left in it. I don't know. But the thing of it is that she's lucky the baby's lucky that she was safe. But, you know,
yeah,
I mean, Florida, you know, when you get a country and you have all of these illegals coming in like they're doing, you're going to have a lawless society, because most of them don't understand anything about it. You come across the border, you're living illegally, and that doesn't mean she's that way. But
I'm sure she didn't even understand that there was that safe haven law.
She probably didn't. And that's why you need to have normal, you know, immigration laws, things that work for the people. And I've said this so many times, it's ridiculous that nobody, including Republican, Democrat, no previous presidential administration has ever dealt with immigration the way it should have been dealt with. Nobody. And that's the problem we have today. And of course, because we have social media today and everybody can get online, they think everything in America is perfect. And then when they get here and find out that it's not one of those countries, you just come here and everybody's going to give you free stuff. And even the people that come across the border, even today, because Obama did it, there was a lot of them that did get free stuff and free support. But that is not going to last. You can't have millions of people come in here and have nobody working. That is stupid. And that is the lie of socialism, Stalinism, and even communism. But, you know, you talk about China being so great. Well, you know what they're doing. You know, the iPhone sells for $1,000, but you know how much the workers that build the phone in China make?
Yeah. probably next to nothing.
Next to nothing. I forgot the exact figure, but it is definitely under $20 an hour. Less than that. Next to nothing. And the iPhone, you know, $1,000. And why do you think all these companies are going to China? Because it's cheap. And that's why we need to stop buying in China and others. On top of that, China is cracking down on Christians and churches like nothing before. We should not be buying one thing out of China. But see, your Americans are so used to, you know, you talk about cheap goods. That's one of the things they talk about, buying them from China. But an iPhone is not cheap. It's not cheap. But the people that work on it in China get nothing, you know. And so you have iPhone, and they have this beautiful phone, and it's put together by people that just make a few bucks an hour. That's robbery. And that's stupid.
It is.
And you're killing America when you do that. And I'll tell you, Walmart, Target, all of them, we've checked them all out in all their sections, and you can find a ton of products from China. But with this tariff, you know, the next step is to put high tariffs on everything. And the thing of it is that, like Trump said, we need to build things here. So
that's
definitely
right.
A problem here. And, you know, another thing we want to do is the Pope pushes the idea of global authority at the Vatican. You know, he said, think of the great contemporary challenges of climate change, new slavery, and peace. And he was meeting at the Vatican with all of the Pontifical Academy, whatever that is. They all get together. They were discussing the nation, the state, and the nation state. And he rebuked the trend of nationalism. Of course, now nationalism is, I'm proud to be an American. The Pope don't like that. I don't care whether the Pope likes it or not. You know, what do you think Catholicism is? It's a nationalism, but it's a religious nationalism because your adherence to the Vatican and Rome as a central authority. They are also globalists.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be involved with one world religion? The Vatican. Hook, line, and sinker. They've been doing it for years, embracing. This Pope, there's a picture of this Pope who was kissing this Muslim imam, this leader, you know, because they're brothers in the faith. I mean, that's about as much of dog wash as you can get. But see, this is what it is. He did defend patriotism, but he warned it can become perverted when it involves the exclusion and hatred of others. When it becomes a conflictual nationalism that builds walls, or even racism or anti-Semitism. Now, I don't know if he's talking about actual walls, but we need a wall on the southern border. Because, number one, Pelosi and the Democrats ain't going to do anything about it. But at any rate, the last thing that, if you are a Christian and you know prophecy at all, the last thing that you want, you know, is a globalist society, but it's going to be there. We are going to have a globalist society. We're going to have a new world order. We're going to have one world religion. That's just all there is to it. And I guarantee you that Rome isn't going to be the center of it. I'll tell you who will be the center of it, and that'll be the beast. He'll have a false prophet. When they're erected, you'll see it. And there'll be a lot of them riding the beast along with the harlot, the whore that you see. So at any rate, you know, this Pope does say a lot of things that are kind of weird. He's been saying them for years, but, you know, I'm not Catholic, and, you know, the Catholics can deal with it. But, you know, the bottom line of it is that the minute the Vatican in Rome opens up their gates and lets down their walls and let everybody into their building and live there, well, you know, maybe the rest of them can then believe what he has to say. You know, the Catholic Church for years, for probably 100 years or more, has wanted to have America and have it filled with Catholicism. They've done this for years and years and years. They've been wanting to do that. And that's their goal, is to have this thing year round. And one of the things that in the Muslim nations we report on, there's a lot of Catholics who are getting killed by Muslims. So that may be the reason the Pope is sucking up to the Muslims to try to tell them we're brothers. But even, you know, I mean, there's so many theological problems going back to the apostles with what these people believe. It's just not funny. At any rate, you're going to have to decide what you believe, because, you know, I get in the Word of God, and, you know, that's all there is to it. You know, another story we want to talk about, and you know, these are gripping stories, like in the UK, they have found Taliban curriculum in the UK in schools.
That's not good.
Well, there's a house of knowledge, and it's connected with, it follows the same kind of an idea of a Sharia state like the Taliban.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the movement, it's the last word is ulam. It means house of knowledge. And they followed an extremist theology. Of course, being an extremist is, you know, kind of par for the course for a lot of these, and a literal interpretation of the Quran. And, you know, I mean, we look at a literal interpretation of scripture as well, but you have to read it in the context and understand. But see, the bottom line of it is, I mean, the UK, you know, here you are trying to have some kind of a society that's civil based on parliamentary law. And you have people that are learning a Sharia type, you know, educational system. And it's the problem of it is that some of the most radical clerics that have moved there come from Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they have the same kind of extremist theology. Now, when you put that kind of theology in a country like the UK, guess what? There's going to be problems. And in Europe, it's been the same thing. You know, it's just one of those things that just, it's irritating, you know, why people are willing to do that. You know,
I would not like my children being educated with that.
Well, we've had, and we've talked about it years and years and years ago, and I noticed it in the news here not too long ago. They found more schools in America that were teaching Muslim out of the Quran and Sharia. They were doing it in schools. Well, you can't even mention
That's
Jesus Christ
right.
in most of these schools. But we've there was one incident years ago where they actually had the kids go to, a place where all the imams and the mosque, and they were even praying. They taught them how to pray and say the phrases. They were teaching them to pray.
I don't think the parents were even told any of that.
Well, you know, I mean, this is, you know, give me a break. That is just, you know, people in America, you know, Paul said it right. You know, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
We have
people in America that are smart. We have educational system that's one of the best, but we don't know the truth. We're ignorant.
That's right.
With all our knowledge, we're ignorant of God, the true and living God and His Son. It's disgusting, but that's the way it is. And of course, another story is coming out of Nigeria. And this is, I don't know why. I was eating dinner with my family when we heard gunshots in the village. They ran and hid in their grandmother's room. And the young woman is called Blessing Kogi. And they were crammed into the grandmother's room for safety when the militants burst into the house and began shooting everybody in the room. She said she fell down and pretended to be shot, but one of the men came over and shot me twice in the shoulder and neck. Then, you know, after being shot, she fell unconscious. She woke up and she remembers that no men were in the house and was hiding under the bed. And two of her cousins also survived the initial attack. But when the attackers later returned to check, see if anyone was alive, they found these two cousins. They shot one of them several times. The other, they raped and then killed.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah. Well, see, the attackers never found this young woman by the name of Blessing. And she finally was able to leave, and she was found by others, taken to the hospital, and she was in there for about 3 days. And she goes to the university. She's in her second year and wants to be a teacher. And the biggest thing she faces is she lives in the same village as the house where she was attacked. And so to return to the village is too difficult. She couldn't do that. I don't blame her. I wouldn't either.
Oh, yeah. It would be too traumatic.
The only ones alive are her father, her sister-in-law, and her nephew. And her father is now living on the same campus where she attends and is able to help pay for the hospital. I mean, this is, you know, when you look at it, and they are part of the evangelical church, winning all is what it is. And that's typical to a lot of the churches overseas. They really describe what they're doing, you know. And it's, you know, what can you say when you witness 10 members of your family killed? And you don't want to go back. And you see two of your cousins, one killed and the other raped and then killed. I mean,
that would cause a lot of psychological damage. You know, only the Lord.
And, you know, the most damnable thing about it is these guys that did this think that when, you know, if they die in the course of waging war, they're going to heaven and going to have all these virgins and have heavenly wine. I mean, talk about a damnable story. That that belief that came out of Muhammad, and I think that's where it came from, you know, is a lot of these guys, that's what they believe. 70 black-haired virgins, you know, and, you know, a heavenly wine. For waging war and killing people and raping and pillaging.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. You show me a God that allows his people to do that and is going to reward them in heaven. That is just absolute nonsense. But these people believe it. And they're you know, there's a lot of them now, and they're not in heaven. They're in the other life, and they're not enjoying it. And I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
You know, but these people will do it. You know, they get done and they think, oh, you know, it's good. You know, I'm fighting this this war, this jihad, and you know, and of course the Quran does talk about their writings do talk about humbling women, and one of the ways to humble the unbeliever is to rape her. You know, so. I mean, the whole thing of it is you can tell the theology was written by a man. No woman would rape would write that kind of a thing, not on your life. But see, you got women that believe this stuff too, and you have a bunch of them in the Palestinian areas in Gaza that give their sons up willingly to go die as they're killing Jews, for crying out loud. The biggest, saddest thing is that just like the Lord said of his own people, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, true knowledge. So many Muslims today are in the same boat. They have a lack of true saving knowledge and of the Savior and of our Father and our God. That's what the battle is over today. And this is what most of your Western societies do not understand. If they would understand it, they wouldn't be playing around with it like they're playing with fire. You know, just it's nonsense. But you can't tell anybody anything.
Nope, unfortunately.
Well, you know, Mike Platt lived in Turkey for 21 years, and he was volunteering at a pastor at a church in Istanbul. And the problem of it is that the Turkish government does not recognize the right of Christians to train their own religious workers. So a lot of pastors that come in are foreign Christians who train them there. Well, he was deported, and it's a trend in the UK. This goes back to Pastor Brunson, who was in jail. He was pastoring a church for 20 years or so. And, of course, Erdogan there is pushing for a caliphate like the old Ottoman Empire. It's no secret. And, of course, they're really opposite of what Iran's doing, who is waiting for the Mahdi. So one's waiting for the Mahdi. The other's trying to build a caliphate. And so both of them have eyes on destroying Israel. Both countries do not like America. And so if we ever get the two of them to join forces, then the world's in one hell of a mess. And I mean literally hell of a mess. And so Pastor Brunson, you know, he loved Turkey. He loved the people. He didn't want to leave, but he was glad to get out of there. But you can see this end time scenario going, Tower. You can see it for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see countries like Iran and Turkey that are putting together the caliphate or putting together the Mahdi for one world domination. We see the Pope pushing for one world religion and globalism. We see Europe and the UK pushing for more of a globalist. We have people in America that are pushing for a globalist as well. It's all falling in place.
It is. It really is. And all the wickedness and the way people are today, you can see we're in the last days.
Yep, you sure can. Well, another place.
The last days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You got to say that. China continues to persecute, this time in the Henan. And, of course, they're the ones that actually kind of started this whole thing out. And, of course, in the Henan province, they've destroyed thousands of crosses, clamping down on Christianity. And in Henan, it's the second largest population of Christians in all of China. And so that's exactly why they cracked down. And so, you know, I mean, basically I think it was this week or last week, I saw a story where they came out and said that Christianity was ruining China. And, you know, but they've been doing a lot of stuff there. So now this is really, they're continuing the crackdown. And it's going to just go to another province. And according to China Aid, which a lot of news of this type come out of China Aid, the state sanctions three self-church pastors said that an inspector group was sent by the State Administration of Religious Affairs to station in Shandong, seeking to forcibly remove all crosses in the province, ban minors from entering churches, and shut down training centers and remove any other religious symbols.
That's sad.
Well, the Roman Empire got the same way. remember what, you know, the bottom line of it is we shouldn't have idols of any kind.
That's
you know,
right.
It got so bad in the Roman Empire, there were 10 major crackdowns, but they would form the image of a fish. That's how they knew who a Christian was. It got around like that. You know, and this is how secular and carnal China is. Remove the crosses, they're no longer Christian. How stupid is that? They don't know what they're up against.
Yeah.
You know? You know, if I was there,
that's
just give
true.
Them everything they want. You know, let them take it all because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, not the church in you, not the cross hanging up on top of the church. Now, I know why they want a church, and that's fine. But at any rate, so, you know, the bottom line tonight is there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Be sure to pray for it. We've got about 3 minutes left. You know, Tower, every time we do these shows, you really understand, you know, from living in America especially, you know, how blessed we've been here and how everything is changing. You know what I mean? Just
yes.
It's hard to believe, really.
It sure is.
So at any rate, you know, I am really glad for the people that got out, like Asiya Bibi and her family and Pastor Brunson. And over the years, we've had them that we've covered, even out of North Korea. And the biggest one is Leah Sherabu, who is being held by Boko Haram in Nigeria. And that young girl needs to get out of there. But we've done some stories on her, and some of the ones that got out of there said that Leah is like a prophetess. And they said she prays a lot. They leave her alone, and she prays for people, and they get healed. That's what they were saying. We remember that one show we did on her?
Yeah, I do.
So at any rate, we got a couple of minutes. You got anything else before we go?
Well, be sure to join us tomorrow night for Sound the Shofar. Or no, sorry, getting ahead of myself. Looking forward to Friday for Battle Lines, and we'll be doing Fear of the Lord, Isaiah's prophetic book, part 3 on Battle Lines. So be sure and join us for that tomorrow night. And thank you for joining us tonight. We love you. We pray for you. Thank you for all you do for the Lord, and please continue to pray for your brethren around the world.
And also, don't forget to check out our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And be sure to follow us on the social sites. Sign up for our email list so you can get on it, because all the latest articles we do and everything that the shows and everything gets sent out regularly all the time. So get on the list, pass it around to your friends. You get an article, read an article. If you know, like us on Facebook, you know, pass along all of our tweets. Help us to get the word out. And so be sure to tell people about the broadcast. Follow us on Blog Talk. Follow us on Spreaker and a lot of the others, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. We thank every one of you for listening. Help us get the word out, spread the word around. Good night, everybody. God bless. Shalom. This is The Watchman. And for Tower, we thank you for joining us.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.